CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor with Gordon Chang at Gordon G. Chang, Gatestone, Newsweek, and The Hill. We go to our colleague Peter Husey. Peter is writing most recently at a website that he recommends, and so do I, Warrior Maven. However, what he's writing about is alarming. 6 decades ago, the U.S. built 800 silos, I read from the article, and fielded 800 ICBMs in 4 years. China can match the historical U.S. construction pace and probably has no interest in arms control. Peter, a very good evening to you. We have discussed China's ambitions to field a nuclear bomb-tipped missile force for some time. And you have given us some numbers that are alarming. Has the pattern changed in any fashions over these last months of the Biden administration, or is this a long laid out plan to build up? Good evening to you.
Good evening, John, and thank you and Gordon for hosting this. The Chinese have expanded their rate of missile fields. Every time another month goes by, we find another one. And we're talking about 350 or more missile silos. That's number one. We built, as you said, between 1961 and 1967, over a thousand ICBM silos. That's 60 years ago. I think the Chinese can build at that fast. We were building at the peak of our Minuteman program under Kennedy and Johnson, 1.8 silos a day. So, and then you have to put the missile in them, which takes longer. So, yes, the Chinese in 4 years will build upwards of 350 to 400 missile silos with no problem at all. Now, the question is, that's the what and the when. The issue is, what are they going to put in it? The DF-41 is their 10-warhead missile. It can also carry 6 warheads. But if they put 10 warheads in it, the head of the U.S. Defense Science Board, Bill Schneider, wrote in the Wall Street Journal just this last week, the Chinese will have anywhere between 2,500 and 3,500 warheads in 4 years if they want to do this. And a whole number of Admiral Richard, the head of STRATCOM, and a number of other military officers, General Hyten, the vice chairman of the Joint Chiefs, have all said this, the Chinese basically want to duplicate the Russian numbers in terms of strategic nuclear forces.
No interest in arms control. That looks critical, Peter.
I have done a study that has not been published, but I did 2 chapters on Chinese attitudes about arms control. One looked at the INF-type restraints in Europe that we did with the INF treaty, and the other was strategic, like SALT and START. And my conclusion in reading Chinese documents by the hundreds was they have absolutely no interest in arms control that would limit it. They do have an interest in dialogue and discussions, which basically means they can kick the arms control can down the road as long as they want.
Peter Husey is the director of Strategic Deterrence Studies, Mitchell Institute for Aerospace Studies. Gordon?
Peter, you talked about the Minutemans. Yes. What's the status of our upgrading and our Minuteman deterrent?
Well, since 2010, when President Obama and the United States Senate agreed on a modernization program, we have been gradually increasing the funding for what's called the Ground-Based Strategic Deterrent, which will replace Minuteman. Minuteman is now 50 years old. It will be 65 years old when it's fully retired in 2035, 2036. The GBSD program is a similar missile, but it's going to be much easier to sustain and maintain, much cheaper. It'll be better in terms of a number of things, including ability to penetrate missile defenses and ability to basically, accuracy and things like that. And it's $38 billion cheaper than keeping Minuteman around. You may love that 1957 Chevy you got in the garage, but why would you pay $38,000 more to keep it if you wanted to buy a new car? And we're talking about $38 billion. And that is admitted to by the chairman of the House Armed Services Committee. Right now, it's on track to go up to about $2.5 billion a year for GBSD. While at the same time we keep Minuteman around, we're going to phase it out starting in 2029. The fight in the Congress, if there is one, is there are a small minority in the Senate and House that want to kill ICBMs because they think that's the weakest of the support of all three legs of the triad. And it's Mr. Markey in the Senate and Mr. Garamendi in the House. The last time Mr. Garamendi tried it, he lost 166 to 266 on the floor of the House. And in committee, he lost 47 to 12 in a democratically controlled House and Senate. So that's, Gordon, where there is some effort to try to cut back or delay or go with just a Minuteman version. But Minuteman's an old missile. It's very difficult to maintain. A lot of the parts aren't even made anymore. And it, as time goes on, the sustainment costs go up, as they do with anything old.
The DF-41, is it more capable than the Minuteman? Is it a better missile?
It's a bigger missile. It's about the size of our old Peacekeeper or MX missile. It carries 10 warheads versus Minuteman can go up to 3. It's about 7.5 feet in diameter, which is the same as the MX or Peacekeeper. But it is a modern missile, brand new, and it has a much greater capability in terms of the number of warheads it can deploy at any one time. As I said, 10, ours have 1, and it took us about 4 years to go up to 3, because you only can redo 3 missiles per wing per month. And we have 3 wings of Minuteman. So it takes a while to take the bulkhead off and put new warheads on. Gordon. And the Chinese are building the DF-41 as we speak, and they're deploying it in a road mobile and rail mobile variant.
Oh, I wanted to ask about that because it looks like a mobile. So it is not limited to the silos. This is a...
No, not at all. Not at all. And the thing is, silos spread out the way they are. They're 2 kilometers apart. This is a series of weapons that are going to be used for coercion and preemption. They're a massive force. This would be bigger than anything Russia or the United States has. For the United States, it would be bigger than our total nuclear arsenal, just these missile silos.
Gordon?
Peter, why doesn't the U.S. have road mobile land-based missiles?
Oh, well, I think I spent a good 40 years of the last 40 years dealing with ICBMs, and we looked at rail garrison. Rail garrison works. You put the darn thing on a car, but you need a security car, you need a communications car, and you need the car with a missile on it. And then you add up all the personnel. The end of the Cold War came, the Russian Empire disappeared, Soviet Empire disappeared. Bush 41 said, we don't need rail garrison. We were going to put 50 MXs on, or Peacekeeper. And so we gave it up. There's always the environmental groups. There's always the civic groups that worry about missiles, nuclear armed, running around the roads or the military reservations or railways. Russia and China don't have that problem, as you know. So that's always been the interface problem, is the impact on the local community. And you know what happens with the media and stuff. So we tried a whole series of mobile variants. We studied them, and they all basically couldn't get past muster through the United States Senate.
Is this a first strike weapon?
I think the Chinese weapon is first strike in that the numbers are so big, and the Chinese have just recently, as you know, threatened Japan with the nuclear strikes if Japan came to the defense of Taiwan. They've also said the same thing with the United States, saying that they could blow up our cities in the West Coast, if you remember, but those from the submarines they have. So yes, I think if you look at Bill Schneider, the former head of the Defense Science Board, wrote in the Wall Street Journal last week, he said this very much is a preemptive first strike weapon. But John, it's more important than that. The idea is to coerce us to stand down in a crisis and never come to the defense of our friends. That's what the Chinese want to do. They want to, as Sun Tzu said, stop the war before it even starts. But being able to go into Taiwan, take it over, and have the United States stay away.
And in your measure right now, what is the timeline for them to have deployed these fields of silos as well as have the mobile?
I would say they, if they want to, it's all up to them. They can do this all in 4 years.
Between now,
that's if they can build silos and missiles as fast as we did 60 years ago.
Peter Husey is the director of strategic deterrent studies at the Mitchell Institute for Aerospace Studies. The website to check for this detail is Warrior Maven, warriormaven.com. Gordon Chang at Gordon G. Chang, Gatestone, Newsweek, and The Hill. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batch.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.